It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, your daily mindfulness
session. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're diving into one of the most common questions people ask when they start practicing mindfulness. How long should I meditate each day? If you've ever wondered how much time you need to dedicate to meditation to get the most out of it, you're not alone. It's a question that comes up frequently, whether you're just getting started or have been practicing for a while and want to deepen your routine. The truth is, there's no one-size-fits-all answer to how long you should meditate daily. Different studies and mindfulness experts suggest varying amounts of time, but the general consensus is this: consistency matters more than the length of each session. You can start with as little as 1 to 5 minutes a day, especially if you're new to mindfulness. As you build the habit and feel more comfortable, you can gradually increase the time to 10 to 20 to 30 minutes a day. For some, even 5 minutes of focused mindfulness practice can create noticeable changes in mood and mental clarity. Let's look at what the science tells us. Studies have shown that even brief mindfulness sessions of 10 minutes per day can lead to positive changes in the brain. Research published in Psychological Science found that short daily meditations can improve focus and memory by enhancing the brain's ability to stay on task. Another study by researchers at Carnegie Mellon University revealed that 25 minutes of mindfulness practice over 3 consecutive days can reduce stress. While longer sessions can deepen your practice, what matters most is practicing regularly. Studies on neuroplasticity, how the brain forms new connections, show that the brain changes in response to consistent mindfulness practice, even if the sessions are short. That's why consistency is more important than trying to meditate for long periods occasionally. For beginners, it's recommended to start small. Even 1 minute a day can help you build the habit without feeling overwhelmed. As your practice grows, you might find that 20 to 30 minutes gives you more time to settle into meditation and experience deeper calm and awareness. Here are some things to keep in mind when determining how long to meditate each day. Number one, your schedule. The best mindfulness practice is one that fits your lifestyle. If you only have 5 to 10 minutes to spare each day, that's perfectly fine. It's more important to be consistent than to aim for longer sessions that are hard to maintain. And that's why I recommend starting with 1 minute a day as the first thing you do each day. And that way you build that habit. And once it's a habit, then increase it to 3 minutes, then increase it to 5 minutes, and then stop at whatever amount you want your maximum time to be. But build the habit first before you work on building the amount of time. Number two is your goals. If you're meditating to reduce stress or improve focus, even shorter sessions can be effective. But if you're working toward deeper mindfulness or self-awareness, you may benefit from longer sessions that allow you to explore your mind more fully. Number three, your experience level. Beginners might find it challenging to sit for longer periods, so it's often better to start with short sessions and gradually build up. Experienced meditators, on the other hand, might benefit from longer sessions where they can explore deeper levels of awareness. Number four, your ability to stay present. It's not just about the time you spend meditating, but the quality of your practice. It's better to meditate for 10 focus minutes than to struggle through a distracted 30-minute session. Pay attention to how present you feel during your practice and adjust your session length accordingly. So, how do you find the right balance for your practice? Here's a simple approach. Number one, start small. If you're just getting started, try meditating, as I said, for 1 minute a day. That's enough time to begin building your mindfulness muscle without feeling overwhelmed. As you become more comfortable, and once you find that you've made a habit out of it, you can increase the duration in small increments. Number two, focus on consistency. Remember that it's more effective to meditate for 10 minutes every day than for 30 minutes once a week. Consistency helps train your brain to stay focused, and it makes mindfulness a natural part of your routine. Number three, be flexible. Some days you might have more time to meditate, and that's great. Other days you might only be able to squeeze in a few minutes, and that's okay too. Be flexible with your practice, and don't be too hard on yourself if life gets in the way. What's important is that you show up for yourself, even if it's just for a few minutes. Number four, set a daily intention to stay consistent. If this is what you'd like to work on, you might make today's daily intention: how many more ways can I continue to stay consistent with my mindfulness practice even more? To learn more about setting daily intentions, check out episode 59, dedicated to intention setting. When it comes to mindfulness meditation, there's no right amount of time that works for everyone. The key is to find a practice that feels sustainable and fits your lifestyle. Whether you meditate for 5 minutes or 30 minutes a day, what matters most is that you make mindfulness a regular part of your routine. And that's all I have for today. I hope this helps answer the question of how long you should meditate and encourages you to build a practice that works for you. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or you need personalized guidance, I offer one-on-one and group coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. You can also check out the It's Now Again app, where you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations to help you build a consistent routine. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. You can also send any questions to itsnowagain@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to answer them in future episodes. That's ITS without the apostrophe, nowagain@gmail.com. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.